It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. As a final hearing on the future of the August Wilson Center for African American Culture was about to begin yesterday morning, a settlement was announced by the creditors, a deal to sell the embattled August Wilson Center to a coalition of local foundations for $8.8 million. It marks the end of a contentious fight over the facility at Liberty Avenue and William Penn Place. Grant Oliphant, president of Heinz Endowments, part of the local consortium, had this assessment.
I've been getting a lot of congratulatory emails and texts from people during the day who are just very happy to see that we all came together and managed to save the center together. But all of those emails have been some version of congratulations and now the hard part begins.
We'd like to get your reaction to yesterday's developments and the deal to sell the August Wilson Center to a coalition of local foundations, again, for $8.85, to be exact, million dollars. You can reach us today via email at esspgh@wesa.fm and on Twitter at esspgh, hashtag EPLive. What is your reaction to the deal? Is this the best deal and the best way forward for the August Wilson Center? Again, email is esspgh@wesa.fm and on Twitter at esspgh, hashtag EPLive. I'm joined now in Studio A by Tribune Review reporter Natasha Lindstrom to look at how this deal seemingly came out of nowhere and what happens next. Natasha Lindstrom, good day.
Good day. Thanks for having me today.
A New York developer with plans of turning the August Wilson Center into a hotel had offered a higher bid of $9.5 million for the structure. So how did this deal come about?
So it definitely was a last-minute deal. I've learned that there was some effort to do some mediation last week that didn't go so well. And really, it came down to yesterday morning the 17th floor of the Frick building, there was a pretty big crowd for Orphans Court, and everyone was waiting for this trial to begin over whether deed terms might block the sale. And really, the real action was taking place in the hallway and in private chambers where a deal was being hammered out. And what happened was that the foundations and the URA were able to come up with enough money to get the dollar bank and the quarter point receiver to agree on a deal for them. They've upped their bid from the backup bid had previously been $7.2 million. So they were able to get it up to the $8.85, which helped dollar bank get back its $7.9 million that of what it's owed. And it basically, as far as from what I'm hearing from the receiver and the bank, it was a rational decision based on some of the risk with the litigation, say that they weren't able to get the judge to approve the deal, as well as not wanting to go through the additional legal cost of everything that was happening. So it was something that in the kind of cut out the developer there at the last minute. That they are pitching as a global resolution among all parties.
And do you think that's really what happened there? I mean, is everybody have? I mean, certainly the people who believe that the local consortium was the one that would foster the true vision of the August Wilson Center as a cultural center and a cultural entity in Pittsburgh. Clearly, the people that support that were in favor of what the local coalitions were doing. There were some people that, you know, wanted to see the hotel thing happen for whatever reasons, that this was an interesting possibility. Those people can't be happy with this, are they?
Yeah, indeed. And the people, I mean, the developer was disappointed. They said they still hope to be an active developer in the city and continue good relationships. But obviously, they didn't get to pursue what they thought would be a really vibrant addition to downtown and also provide a way for the August Wilson Center to have an incoming revenue stream. The other people who are not happy at all are about a slew of unsecured creditors, they're called, that are owed. It's estimated between a total of $800,000 to $1.2 million. This includes people like ranging from the stagehand workers who did shows they weren't paid for to dry cleaning and security services. They'll get nothing under this deal. Only Dollar Bank and the receiver will be paid.
Now, we have received a tweet from Bram, who says on Twitter, in response to our question about whether this deal was the best option, he says it may literally have been the only option. 980 Liberty Partners was just the bank's way to increase the bidding. What about Bram's comment there?
Well, 980 Liberty Partners, they said, you know, they were really committed to proceeding with this project. They've invested several hundred thousand dollars into it. They thought it really could be a viable way for the center to move forward and also put the property back on the tax roll. So I don't think it was they're merely, you know, part of some kind of leverage there. But when it came down to it, I think the Dollar Bank was just getting really anxious to get their money back and not wanting this to drag out in litigation for many more months. Even if the judge ruled that 980 Liberty Partners could go ahead with the sale, there was a chance the URA could appeal and that this building could continue to be tied up in litigation for an unknown period of time.
And people were expecting the proceedings yesterday to go on at the very least for days. Then all of a sudden everybody walks in. The announcement is made, and some people just seem to be generally stunned, even supporters of the winning bid, as it turns out, from the local consortium, the local endowments, they were stunned. Did anyone see this coming?
Indeed, even Dollar Bank's attorneys had 12 boxes there full of files. They were setting up their audiovisual presentations for the trial. They were ready to go to trial. They expected it to take 2.5 to 3 days. So it really wasn't. It really was stunning. Last minute deal for everybody involved. One of the big questions that remains that's still unclear is exactly where this additional money is coming from that the URA was able to come up with at the last minute. The foundations are only contributing $5.2 million of this $8.85 million bid. And so that means the remaining $3.6 million is coming from a combination of public taxpayer funded sources and perhaps some private sources. The URA and mayor's office have said that at this time those terms are confidential. We know at least some of that is going to come from the Allegheny Regional Asset District. But a lot of that's one of the big questions. And even in court yesterday, Mark Nowak, the attorney for the URA, made a comment to the judge that there was still a call out to the county to confirm some of that. So it seems like they too are kind of scrambling at the last minute to get that money lined up, and they aren't yet be disclosing exactly how they're getting it and doing so.
How much did support from Mayor Peduto and County Executive Rich Fitzgerald play a part in this result? Clearly, this is what they wanted.
Yes, and they're the ones, you know, driving the URA, the mayor. And also, I would say, though, they had just as the foundation community was very influential as well. They're very powerful in this region, and so it was a combination of having the foundation with the civic officials really pushing for this deal to happen, but it ended up being on the civic officials and the URA to find the additional money to make it an attractive enough offer for Dollar Bank to accept it and hold off this foreclosure.
We're talking with Tribune Review reporter Natasha Lindstrom, who is with us here in Studio A. She's been following the story closely of the future of the August Wilson Center, which has been up in the air for quite some time, but seems to have been settled for the immediate future. A settlement announced yesterday by the creditors, a deal to sell the August Wilson Center to a coalition of local foundations for $8.8 million, and that bid ends up beating out the $9.5 million for the structure that was offered by a New York developer with plans of turning the August Wilson Center into a hotel. And again, we're asking the question today. You can respond via email or on Twitter about whether you think this is the best deal available for the August Wilson Center. The email address is esspgh@wesa.fm and on Twitter at esspgh, #EPLive. Natasha, The receiver charged with resolving the center's $10 million in debts, Judith Fitzgerald, she seems to have had a change of heart here. Do we know why? So initially, she seemed to be supporting the hotel developers, and now she seems to have come down clearly on the side of the local group of foundations.
And I posed that question yesterday to the receiver and the receiver's attorneys, and They responded. It wasn't so much of a change of heart as just deciding that it's really the best deal that they're able to reach at this time. For months, both the receiver and Dollar Bank has instead been urging the court to approve the sale to 980, and they've been getting accusing the URA of obstructing the sale. It has been, you know, they have been very much wanting to push this deal. It just seemed to be that now that the backup bid came up to a high enough price where it was, you know, from the bank's perspective, a rational amount to accept to reclaim these debts, that seemed to outweigh the potential of getting $700,000 more, but having to go through this litigation and take that extra risk on moving forward, as well as just the concern that it's really tough probably for this development to happen, even if the judge approves, approved the sale without any of the support by civic officials or the URA, that they could continue to put roadblocks down the road. So they wanted to come up with a deal that actually achieved a real resolution.
So in the end, was this about the local support overwhelmingly for preserving the August Wilson Center's mission, the vision of this place as something that was designed to honor the legacy of August Wilson, the late great playwright from the Hill District, that this was meant to honor his legacy by being a cultural hub in the cultural district of downtown Pittsburgh?
So indeed, the foundation community and a group that they funded called the August Wilson Center Recovery Committee had been ramping up efforts in recent weeks to rally community support against 980's proposal and in favor of the foundation's alternative. They had been sending people like Esther Bush of the Greater Urban League of Pittsburgh and Tim Stevens of the Black Political Empowerment Project had been voicing their support for the foundation's bid. Letters were sent to the judge. They were gathering petition signatures. However, at the same time, there were many others in the community who said they would be open to working with the hotel, and in fact, they thought it might actually provide a more sustainable revenue model. One of the questions now is, now that they own the building, how are they going to have enough funding to support operations? Now, the foundations have committed to providing more than $4 million over 3 years at least to try to help offset that. And there is talks of still perhaps developing something on this building that could support the center, some kind of commercial enterprise that might support the center moving forward. But that's the question now is, how are we going to make sure this center doesn't flop all over again?
And, of course, we heard Grant Oliphant say that at the beginning of this segment, the hard part begins, is how he phrased it. So where do things go from here? And how do you avoid a repeat of what started 5 years ago with a lot of hope and promise, but quickly dissolved into total and utter financial disarray?
So the foundations have a plan they say they hope will do just that. And what they're going to do, they're setting up a new nonprofit under the Pittsburgh Foundation that is going to be solely in charge of the real estate and facility side of this. They say the first time around, they really didn't have enough people running it who had expertise in those areas. And so they're going to have a nonprofit set up strictly to do that. That's going to be set up very soon. And will probably help close the sale. Following that, they want an entirely separate nonprofit that's going to be developed probably over the next few months that's going to be in charge. That board will be in charge of the programming side and of the center itself. They want Pittsburgh Cultural Trust to run the day-to-day operations and management, as the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust does already for some other entities in the cultural district. So they hope under this new model, kind of separating these two areas of expertise, they'll be a lot stronger moving forward and won't run into the same debt problems that they had in the past.
So Natasha, you've been following this for quite some time, and people are certainly – what happened yesterday gives people some reason for hope. Should people be optimistic about this, do you think? You know, what is your sense of it?
Well, there's definitely a strong desire to make sure this succeeds on all sides. You know, even the developer said during court, you know, we're disappointed we can't develop this. We're happy that the center will resume operations with community input. Everyone does want to see it thrive. It is a big question of whether it will actually happen or not, but it seems like there's going to be a lot of work from many stakeholders to try to ensure that happens. Even folks outside of the big foundations like Tim Stevens of the Black Political Empowerment Project was telling me yesterday, he's urging every group that has any interest in Black cultural or activities or arts in the community to make personal investments into the center. So there is a push for that. And the foundations, like as I said, are trying to commit to some ongoing operational funding. And they're continuing to search, come up with other ways to drive revenue into the center. One thing that's going to help right off the bat is they're going to open debt-free now that this deal is done. When it opened in 2009, the center started out with $11 million in debts. So that kind of, a cultural arts center always needs some kind of extra subsidy to keep going. It usually can only generate up to maybe 50 or 60% based on its own sales and ticketing and programs. So now that they don't have this big debt payment hanging over the head, that is going to be a big advantage moving forward. So presuming that the people come through on their commitments and this new structure is, more sound and accountable and strong moving forward, I think there is potential to see, everyone wants to see this thing thrive.
Natasha Lindstrom is a reporter for the Pittsburgh Tribune Review. She's been covering the fate of the August Wilson Center for African American Culture, which yesterday a settlement was announced by the creditors, a deal to sell the center to a coalition of local foundations for $8.8 million. And we'll see what happens going forward. Natasha Lindstrom, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Coming up, the growth of Google and its impact on Pittsburgh. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.